This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir has been ousted by the military after months of demonstrations against his autocratic 30-year rule. Sudan's defense minister announced in a nationally televised statement al-Bashir has been arrested and is in a safe place. Naba Mohiddin has more on the public's response in Khartoum.
Thousands of protesters flooded the streets of Khartoum in celebration, chanting slogans saying the army was with them. Protester Fatima sat with her kids on a main street as cars honked their horns to mark the occasion. She says that they are not rats, as the government previously described the protesters. They are lions. They will not leave the streets until they hear the military's official announcement, says Fatima. Naba Mohiddin for VOA News, Khartoum.
Al-Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges of war crimes and genocide in connection with atrocities in the western region of Darfur. The U.S. has filed charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange not long after London police arrested him. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The Justice Department says Assange conspired with former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning to break into a classified government computer. The indictment accuses the WikiLeaks founder of assisting Manning in cracking a password that helped Manning infiltrate Pentagon computers. The Justice Department's been looking at Assange for years for WikiLeaks' role in publishing government secrets. He'd stayed holed up in Ecuador's London embassy for nearly 7 years, fearing extradition to the U.S. Sagar Magani at the White House.
More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. European Union.